Oh man, I just want, I mean, 3 minutes, let's go.
This one should be good.
I think it's going to be really good. Oh, and I think they're
cover cropped.
I forgot about Death Stranding. That should be interesting.
Oh yeah! Mads Mikkelsen.
Freaking Mads Mikkelsen, you weird, beautiful bastard.
Unless, okay, I'm just putting this out here now. Unless we see gameplay for Death Stranding, all I'm going to sit here and go is, that's effing weird.
Mm. Yeah.
That's still effing weird. I have no opinion because it's not a game yet.
It's a Mads Mikkelsen, or however you pronounce his name, simulator is what it is.
Yeah.
which Mads Mikkelsen? Are we talking James Bond villain Mads Mikkelsen? Are we talking Hannibal Mads Mikkelsen? Or are we talking Rogue One die to a proton torpedo Mads Mikkelsen?
Oh, a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B, maybe okay. A little bit of column C.
Actually, now that I think about it, I haven't seen a single Mads Mikkelsen anything where he survived.
Oh, spoiler alert for Hannibal.
Yeah, really?
Well, I guess Hannibal is kind of open to interpretation.
Like, they had to cancel. Doesn't he die in the movies? Like, I don't remember.
All the Anthony Hopkins movies, he's still alive as far as we're concerned. The show, too, you can leave it open to interpretation. They had to cancel that thing earlier than they wanted to.
Mm. Oh, so that he didn't die, they just... he
it's
just disappeared?
Open to interpretation. Oh. Let's put it that way.
He ate some bad liver.
Mm. Also, that shit got canceled 2 years ago. If you ain't seen it.
Oh, no, that's fine. I'm completely joking. I know he's...
Also, it's based off of a book series that's been out for 20 years.
Does he die in the book series? Let's just cover the gambit of spoilers for this Hero Ruin series.
Yeah. All right, we getting started. I see Wonder Woman. I see...
I just see two white guys talking.
Yeah, I see two dudes talking.
One's wearing a toque in L.A., which, I mean, just seems like a bad idea. Because it's hot there, right?
I'm like a hype trailer, I guess. Oh, no, go away. No more Resident Evil, please. Tell them beating that game, mostly because it makes me want to poo my pants.
I didn't play it either. I'm a big Resident Evil fan, but I thought it was too scary.
Yeah,
it's terrifying. Unless you're Katie, who just sits there and laughs at me the whole time.
Oh,
I can see that.
Yeah.
I'm not talking you up. You don't flinch in anything scary.
Yeah, I remember within 5 minutes, the girl popped out and you...
I screeched.
I was going to say, ran away?
Ouch. I did not scream. I screeched.
Yeah, I knew even from the trailers of that game, I was like, yep, nope, not going to happen. They're pointing at the screen. I think it's starting.
I don't think I'm watching the same thing as you. I'm watching, it says screen devices. Images all simulated, and it's a PlayStation commercial. Saying free. It's a commercial for PlayStation View.
Yeah, that just started up now. So
that's what these things are, giant commercials.
Twitch. We're watching twitch.tv/Twitch.
Oh, there's my... I'm watching PlayStation's channel. As much as I love DJ, we don't get it all.
This is Dead Island 2. It's gotta be. No, it's not. It's something different.
So who's getting the gold PlayStation? I want the gold controller. I don't need a new console, though.
The gold just seems weird, I don't know. Gold just seems like a bit much.
Yeah, you know, we're finally at a point where all of our boxes, all of them, are black. It's lovely.
Why mess with
that? White Xbox 360 anymore.
Oh, I thought you meant the frames around our cameras on the thing. I was like, when were they another color, Garrett?
No, all of my electronic boxes. My entertainment system, my Switch.
Yeah.
My PS4, and even my old Wii, which is still out, all black. Everything matches. It's wonderful. All right, it's
something quiet. Arabian
Nights? I can't hear it.
Oh, live music. That's a weird, accordion box.
Oh, God. Are we starting off with me being accidentally racist and yelling Prince of Persia?
I said Arabian Nights, so same sort of
all
thing.
Right. All right.
No, it's a George Harrison album video game. I don't know. It does kind of look like that, though.
I only know one instrument currently on stage.
Like someone went to India and was like, wouldn't it be cool if we started the press conference.
Oh, never mind. I see a violin. I know two. I know two instruments currently on stage.
That's like a super cool flute. What would this be? No, it's not God of War. Oh, no, do you think it's the DLC for The Last of Us? Or not The Last of Us, Uncharted 4?
I don't. I want to see that DLC, though.
How they're going to tie this into Last of Us?
Zombies in India. Boom. I just wrote the script. No, it's. It sounds like it could be leading into that Uncharted DLC, but.
Oh, Waterfall? Well,
it could be the Uncharted. In Uncharted, it's not DLC, is it? It's going to be a release game. It's just not going to be like $60.
Right? Yeah, standalone.
Yeah.
Is that a real waterfall, do you think? Because if Sony brought a waterfall to their stage.
They totally did. Look.
I'm impressed.
That does look like, that looks like real water. Yeah. I think that might be.
Yeah, it totally is.
Is it just me, or is Sony the only one that just went all out for spectacle? They brought a waterfall, like a band that they picked up.
All right, so this doesn't translate as well at home, but I will say I'm a sucker for a live band. They don't do it at BlizzCon anymore, but in 2010, the first year I went, they had a live band playing StarCraft music the whole time, and it was incredible.
Oh, cool.
And it was just for intermission. Like, anytime something wasn't happening on the main stage, they just had this four-piece live band with, like, an electric violin player, and it was just so awesome.
So there's a whole bunch of symbols and stuff that were going down the water behind them.
It kind of looked like Assassin's Creed. Do you think they start with Assassin's Creed?
I'd be so surprised if they kick this off with Assassin's Creed.
That would be unfortunate.
This is Uncharted, 100%.
Oh, yeah, look at that. That's a giant thing you're going to climb, guys. Is it just me, or are we missing sound?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just really quiet, I think. Oh, no, it's, you can kind of hear it. It's like in the background of the auditorium. Like, it's not actually picking it up.
They're having sound issues.
I can't wait to play this.
Push. Oh, no!
There,
I'm doing the sound for you.
Okay, yeah.
I can't hear shit.
No, I think
I can hear the crowd cheering.
They got an audio mix problem. They'll probably fix it in a bit.
All right, so here's what we do. Live VO right now. What the heck you're saying. Jocelyn, you start.
Oh, God, don't let go!
Oh, no, don't shoot me. Oh, I'll kick you in the face.
I think we're all over the place.
Yeah, I know. That's the other thing,
look,
too.
Look, they're my tiny
exactly
binoculars. Well, it's very pretty.
Hey, what's the matter with you?
All Uncharted. Okay, so who here is an Uncharted fan? Who's excited for this?
I am. Anywhere Uncharted we can get is fantastic.
I really enjoyed the last one. I didn't really get on board with the franchise early because I didn't have a PlayStation for a long, long time. So I only just got onto the PlayStation bandwagon with PlayStation 4. I was an Xbox girl before that, so the whole Uncharted series I basically got into just with the last game. But it was so good!
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got on board with 2, but I bought it like a year after it had come out, so I was pretty late to the game too.
So one of these characters was in Uncharted 3, wasn't she?
Well, Chloe popped up in 2, and then she was in 3
okay.
briefly, and Nadia's from 4.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, Chloe hasn't been in the series for a little while.
Yeah.
She wasn't in 4 at all.
No, yeah, she didn't even pop up. I mean, I can't remember. I think she left on good terms in 3, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Chloe, so I'm excited that she's going to be kind of front stage.
Yeah, same actress who played Morgan in Dragon Age. That's always she's really good.
Is that on purpose snow, or is that just like dust?
Yes. I believe it's on purpose, Jocelyn.
I hope so.
It's like someone's up in the rafters just like with
what? Gorilla.
A duster. Like, oh man, we really should have done this before the auditorium.
This is Horizon DLC.
Like, oh God, I'm so excited, and I still can't hear anything.
I know. They haven't fixed it yet.
And mine's freezing like every 5 seconds.
Our
stream's still going, but yeah, we can't hear anything. Sad face.
Yeah, and the Twitch chat for Twitch is going nuts. Like, they're like, this isn't working.
It's kind of herky jerky too. Like, mine freezes and then goes again.
No, our stream is good. Like, video wise, is good.
Yeah, the stream's not bad. So this looks
cool. This is like Banook stuff, and
why does she got a bunch of like digital stuff up all over? Is that
that's her like super bestest armor in the game.
So is this epilogue DLC? Am I about to be spoiled? Like the end has like a mountain exploding?
No. I don't know what it is actually, but yeah, Frozen Wilds looks like it's they're gonna go way more into the Banook stuff, which is awesome because we didn't see too much of them.
Just something happened.
I heard sound for like half a second.
Yeah. So is Banook a character from the Snowy Lands that's in the original game?
It's another tribe. So the tribe is in the original game, but you don't do very many quests with them. They're kind of really reclusive, so they're not in the story too much. You can like there's collectibles, you can go around and get statues that tell a story and stuff, but
oh, this is that zombie game.
Wow, yeah, you gotta be more specific than that.
Yeah, I was just saying.
Wow, it's that one where they shoot people, and it's got the guy Starkiller.
Is it the one that I thought we saw yesterday with, like, the one that had the scene where they were fast zombies through the barn, and you had to take them through the choke point and stuff?
Yeah.
Whatever that game is.
Oh, this is the one they showed last year that had the really impressive, like, crowd tech.
Yeah, yes. the swarm tech with the zombies. Swarm one,
yeah. Yeah.
Why can I not remember what that was called?
Days Gone.
Because there's a billion and one zombie
Days
games
Gone.
Nowadays.
Days Gone! Thank you, Ryan. But yeah, no, there's
there's the sound.
There's the sound, okay.
Alright, we've got sound.
So I think there are a lot of zombie games, but there are only like two really good ones. Hopefully this one adds to the list of good zombie games.
What are the two good zombie games?
Oh, you got The Last of Us. And maybe there's more than two. Like, State of Decay was okay. Left 4 Dead is really good. I might be missing at least one.
The Sony stream is awful. I'm gonna switch to the one you guys are watching.
There it goes. Okay.
Let's try the Twitch stream.
Maybe the original Walking Dead Telltale game.
Oh yeah!
Oh, yay! Button mashing.
Well, mine's. This is Oh, you just got stabbed, son. There's a lot of Uncharted-ness here.
You choke that hobo. This is my favorite game. It's a hobo choking hobo simulator.
Oh god.
Choke a hobo YOLO.
You know there's going to be a different installation every year.
Yeah, you got to put a year on there.
Yeah.
Just like this way. What, a surgeon simulator?
He's got detective vision. So is this game coming out this year, do you think, or is this a 2018 thing?
I hope it's coming this year, because I feel like they had like the kind of excitement building and actual gameplay last year. So if they were showing off gameplay last year, I feel like it should be coming like November-ish, right?
Mm-hmm. That'd be nice.
Yeah. And as burnt out as I am with the zombie genre, I will say something like this could get me over the hump, The Last of Us.
Mm. Yeah. Well, the thing is, you like...
Oh my god, they have real people hanging from the ceiling!
Oh my gosh.
To go along with this trailer.
That's not cool.
Oh, now I see what you're talking about.
Yeah,
oh,
I was like, Jocelyn, what are you talking about? And then there's like...
Oh, sorry, I must be...
They're moving!
Trapeze artists. Yeah, I'm of the opinion I will always take a zombie game as long as it's good. Like, I don't think we've had enough good zombie games to have killed the genre.
He's not a very good sneaker.
No, he's not.
I'm assuming he's about to get caught and I'm just delayed. Oh, there it is. Yep, okay. Yep, we're on.
So this looks like...
Well, that guy's not a very good finder.
No.
Yeah, let me just walk by this suspicious bush.
Oh, Katie, you're a zombie fan. Too many zombie games, not enough zombie games.
I'm not sure. It's not like we play every single zombie game that's out there. I feel like we play kind of few and far between.
You play the good ones, right?
my wife.
So are you excited to play like more zombie games, Katie, or are you like just waiting for Last of Us 2 and that's it?
I don't know, because I don't play a ton, but like The Last of Us, I watched him play, and I would get mad if he would play it when I wasn't home to watch him play it.
Which had never happened before with any game.
Yeah.
If there could be another game that was like that, that would be great.
So they're showing more horde swarm stuff.
See, like, this is the kind of... I didn't show you this trailer last year, but they showed a trailer for it, and it's all about the swarm tech. There's, like, hundreds of zombies on screen at one time, and they actually try and attack you. Mm-hmm. And I'll shut up so you can see it.
They're doing something different. Like, they're not just having a couple zombies on screen. They're showcasing swarm tech that... Like, if you don't get out of there, you're dead.
Yeah, you basically like, can't stop fighting as much.
It's like World War Z, but not one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Yeah, and they couldn't afford Brad Pitt. So they got this guy. Was he on, like, Smallville? I can't remember.
He was in Battlestar Galactica, and he was Starkiller. And he shows up in all kinds of other stuff. Like, those are the two that come to mind.
Oh, this is really cool. I like the idea of like setting off traps, although I don't know what it says about his humanity that he's using zombies to kill people, but
Well, they're bad people.
They captured his friend and they were kicking the crap out of him, right?
So... I suppose they did like hang dead people as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to say that's pretty impressive freaking crowd attack. I'm here for you. Yeah. I look forward to firing volleys of bullets into that many ravenous beasts.
I think that's the idea. You're not really supposed to take on the swarm. You're supposed to just constantly try to escape.
Yeah, or use it to your advantage.
Do
it. Yeah, it just becomes... It's a mechanic in its own right at that point. I wasn't gonna let him kill you. God, he looks like such a dirtbag.
Yeah.
Could you look like more of a Buckcherry fan with the bad facial hair and the backwards cap?
Just back up. Uh-oh. Mutant bear.
Is he mutant bear or is he just big bear?
That is.
Oh no! Rabbit or something.
Is that a zombie bear?
It was kind of hard to tell if it was full on zombie bear or if it was just like a bear that had seen some shit. Sean
Layden. Oh man, that is badass.
Yeah, I hope that game's coming out soon. I want to play it.
Well, I don't understand what all the music and water was for at the beginning.
It was for Uncharted.
Uncharted, yeah.
Well, I know, but they cleared it out so fast.
Clearly, they're in India, Jocelyn. Come on.
Well, did you watch the Microsoft thing? They brought a damn like world premiere supercar Porsche out and then just put it away right over, like 5 seconds later.
That's true. Because I had to walk under zombies to get off the stage just now. They didn't even tell me about that last night. I'm finding like the sound mix is actually really bad. Like some of the trailer sounds are super loud and then like the talking is really quiet. So I apologize, stream. I'm trying to balance it as much as I can, but
every year we continue. Don't apologize for Sony.
Damn,
blame them.
Damn Sony. 2016 was no exception. Virtual reality is now a real consumer product and our consoles are Steel Dawn, a zombie bear that had sexual interactions with a barbed wire fence. It's true. It did look like it had a little fun.
Itch that needed scratching, that's all.
Oh, the ultimate itch. PS4 Pro, PlayStation once again stood at the forefront of bringing these technologies
to the world of interactive entertainment. And now, in 2017, it continues to... So we're talking about more VR stuff.
Yeah. The past few months alone have
given us some of the most creative... I was kind of hoping for a Microsoft VR headset. Horizon Zero
Dawn. Yeah, they're kind of staying away from it, even though they have the new console coming out. I kind of thought they might do something.
Yep, and they've got the racing games that I want VR for.
Really? You don't think that would be too much? I don't know. I feel like VR in general is just too much for me. It's too immersive.
VR is something that I think is really good for like showcase. Like it's really good to put on the headset and experience something very short. I don't know if I could play a full experience. Like, Resident Evil 7, the entire game in VR, does not sound fun.
I don't want to do 1 minute of Resident Evil 7 in VR.
But, like, an experience, like, super hot VR, I guess, is, like, about an hour or 2 hours, and that's an experience, right? And I think if you stack up enough experiences, having that VR headset is worth having.
Any vehicle game... I want VR for Battlefront, like the actual, all of the dogfights, give me a VR for that. Forza, Gran Turismo, I don't care. If I'm sitting in a cockpit with a wheel or a joystick, I want VR.
Yeah. No, I think the Star Wars Battlefront VR mission was well received. But tonight,
let's recognize the I'm going to try to make you guys a little bit bigger. Of the most
anticipated titles. Whoa. So, they can see me poking your ear.
I think this guy's talked more than in any other press conference. Before I step off,
it's my personal pleasure to share
with you now a title that has a rabid. And he's basically just being saying, like, great time to be a gamer, rah, rah, rah. Mm-hmm. We're like, we know, that's why we're here.
PlayStation's the best, everybody buy my system. Okay, goodbye. Yeah.
That's a huge. I think that's the biggest crowd we've seen so far, though.
Yeah, that is a big theater.
I'd also like to point out he is the nicest dressed of any presenter so far.
Yes, he is very nicely dressed.
I approve of that pocket square. Oh my lord, cat!
Oh, kitty. What is this?
So sorry.
They're like really incorporating the whole stage into their trailer presentation.
Yeah, this looks super Japanese, guys. Look at that sword.
Again, I am about 15 seconds behind you.
Oh, I should refresh.
Monster Hunter?
Oh, wow. If so, that would be a big get for them, because Nintendo's pretty much owned that. Yeah, I think you're right.
That sword looks very Monster Hunter. So does that creature. By the way, I've never actually played one. I've just seen it so many times.
Yeah, me too.
It's very pretty.
It's been sort of an exclusive, like, Nintendo 3DS game for quite a while, because they're big portable titles. But if they made a Monster Hunter for PS4, that'd be pretty big.
I think this sounds all messed up again.
I don't know why he keeps farting green glowy bits, but he should get that checked out.
I like those quadrupedal raptor things.
Yep. Oh, there's a big T-Rex looking thing.
I love how he just like throws a leaf camo over top of him.
Yeah, and can't be seen. All right, what?
Oh.
Oh, that thing's rad looking.
Yeah.
Whoa, what just came out of his freaking nose?
Right?
I'm aware he's sniffing.
Yeah, but...
Oh yeah, this is definitely Monster Hunter. He is...
Yeah, like...
Run!
I don't think those physics check out on what he just did with the rope.
No. But it's a Japanese game, so it's Japanese physics.
Oh, and now it breathes fire too, which
is
pretty cool.
Look at that thing going through like the tunnel after him. That's
rad. Oh, we're buffering again.
Yeah, I'm getting a buffer.
Maybe by the time our buffering stops, Garrett will be caught up and then we'll be all in sync again.
What?
There's freaking dragons!
Why is he just walking? Like, I'd be like, getting the F out. Yeah,
Capcom.
This is a big deal.
And I was right!
Yeah.
Well done.
Good stuff.
Monster Hunter World, though. World.
That's a big deal.
I'm so used to having my microphone on an arm that I just want to be like, Rockstar!
Confirmed, so far you can play as random white guy.
Oh, now they've had water and fire on stage. Hmm. And you can cook. big, giant T-Rex ribs.
That's a big deal. I don't know. A big deal for people who like Monster Hunter. I'm not as big a... I'm like Garrett. I've seen it a lot.
For a second, I thought the dog barking was at the Sony thing.
So did I.
Sorry.
No, it's really funny. It's all good.
They're, Blue Point. Why does that sound familiar? They're really laying on the Japanese studios right off the bat. They're really rubbing it in for Microsoft. Is this Shadow of the Colossus?
Like, I am totally always on board with big arches and stone falling down castles and medieval looking stuff.
But what is your opinion of flying buttresses?
Is this a remake of Shadow of the Colossus? What?
That's certainly what it looks like.
Yeah, like they aren't even trying to tease this. This is,
and it is certainly gorgeous. Are you seeing this?
Yeah, it looks good.
Super epic.
But it, like, I wonder if it's a remake. It looks like it's a remake. It doesn't look like it's a remastering. Cause I mean, that original one on PS2 did not look this good.
No, it did not.
And they did remake it for PS3.
I've only ever watched anyone play it. I've never played it myself, so this might be the time.
Yeah, definitely. I'm on board.
Yeah.
It looked amazing.
So what, just a straight up remake?
It's just, yeah, like, hey, we heard you like, we heard you didn't like The Last Guardian. How about that one you did like? So here you go, guys.
How Nintendo of them.
Yeah, very much so.
Oh, there's one flame that's just raging against the machine. Oh! Is that Devil May Cry? Oh, wait, what is this? Oh, Capcom fighter.
It's Marvel versus Capcom.
Doctor, get us out of here.
I'm glad they can still get the license for this.
Yeah.
Ultron Sigma has two of the Infinite Six.
Gamora, we have Thanos. He raised you as his own.
Not my favorite version of Gamora.
No.
Have you come to beg for my help?
You have no choice. Help us.
Release me, and I will give you what you want.
Give us cause to trust you. Help us to find the Infinity Stones.
Don't trust them.
That's some janky, janky facial animation.
Yeah.
Lies at the heart of no room.
Bear witness to the death of your world.
Zero?
Rocket Raccoon with Mega Man, that's kind of rad.
That Mega Man looks weird. Like, he should have eyebrows, but he doesn't.
It looks like he walked out of a Dreamcast game.
Oh, I'm freaking in. This has been, you know, we've been really lucky with press conferences so far, because this is the first time that there have been, like, serious, like, crappy stream issues.
Mm-hmm. Was that Bayon and Commando?
Mine keeps herkin' jerking again.
Yeah.
You'll have your diversion. Make it count.
No, wait!
Ninjas.
Hey! There's the download now, Jocelyn. Finally, it only took 2 days.
There's the demo. Yep. Well, we thought that Sony might be the first one to really get on board with this.
Oh my god, they just sold this game to me. Rocket with freaking Dante's guns.
Yep.
Yes.
You too can be Dante with two guns. Right now, download the demo today. I just want the guy in the suit to come back and say that.
Look at all those nerds in the audience typing their snarky tweets.
Yeah.
As opposed to having their snarky streams?
Sitting here.
I've yet to complain about anything. I'm just, what you're really made of. Skeptical.
Ooh. World War II?
Yeah, that was a Thompson. This is World War II.
I'm all about... Oh, is this Call of Duty? Because I'm less excited now that it's... I forgot it's Call of Duty's going back.
Is going up into space clearly did not work at all, so they've given up on that and gone back to their roots.
Yeah. Like, guys, we gotta go back. It's your kids, Marty. They fought in World War II, and we need to make a video game about
it.
Get
your kids money. They become Nazis.
Jiminy Jokers. That's not a, that's a bad Michael J. Fox impression.
Yeah, that was terrible, right?
Yeah. Flamethrower tech. Because that's what I want to do. Light people on fire.
I mean, I do.
I mean, maybe. It's just really weird. I don't know.
So Canadian.
I just don't want to roast people. Like, they made one game where that was, like, their key tech, when it was World at War, and that was, like, what they bragged about. It's like, you can watch people melt. It's like, no. No, thank you.
Well, that was the early Treyarch days, though. The Treyarch's really up their game since.
Yeah. And, you know, I all the snarky comments aside, I am excited to go back to World War II, and I think having World War I in Battlefield 1 and then having World War II in this Call of Duty game is really exciting, because it's new tech, well, right? We haven't got World War II.
When Call of Duty is at its best, when it does like the older warfare stuff. Advanced Warfare, it was okay. Black Ops is alright, but I really think that this old school stuff is their best work.
It's
always
too,
has been.
The new stuff's too fast for me. I can't do it.
Yeah, I'm in the boat. Like, Call of Duty should be about, I don't know, like, it should be grounded in things that actually exist, whether it's modern or it's the past. It's any time they've taken, like, we're going into the future, or even Black Ops, where it's like near future, where I start to kind of check out.
Mm-hmm.
I like Modern Warfare, and I like the World War II titles. And we haven't had a World War II title in a while, and graphics have gotten way better. So I'm anxious to go back, because, my God, the accuracy on their recreation of this stuff is ridiculous looking at this trailer.
They do a really good job at going back and being very historically accurate. And I mean, D-Day Invasion, I think that'd be fantastic.
As we say that, it ends on someone like dual wielding pistols. Thanks, Call of Duty.
Yeah.
I totally thought guy in red sweater was like part of the show.
Yeah. He's just trying to blend in.
If you gave him some brown stripes on the red sweater, he'd just be cosplaying Freddy Krueger.
Yeah. Oh,
here's some VR stuff. Oh, it's going to jump at me, isn't it? I've been scarred by this conference.
No, this is basic. Oh, is this Skyrim VR?
It definitely is Skyrim.
Guys, we heard you like to buy Skyrim, so why not buy a VR?
Skyrim is the, it's like, oh my God, it's like freaking the Beatles albums. Like, how many times are they going to sell this damn thing to me?
Until they make Elder Scrolls 6.
Yeah.
It's interesting because you could buy a Switch for the price of a PlayStation VR, so you kind of have to make a choice. Like, would you rather play it on the go, or would you rather play it in VR?
There's no point in playing Skyrim on the Switch. You have Breath of the Wild.
That's true. But what about if you scan in your amiibo, and then you can dress like Link?
Again, you could just be Link in a better open world.
That's true. Although not everybody on the stream would probably agree.
Fight me.
Oh, I'm not gonna fight you. I am on your side, good sir.
I'm not telling you to fight me, Ryan. The stream. No, I love Skyrim. Skyrim is the first Bethesda game I didn't hate with every fiber of my being.
Yeah, it's really good. It's the only one that I've actually finished, which is probably the closest I'll get to, I guess, quantifying hate of a video game. But I've finished some games that I've hated, so. But yeah,
you're like the king of that. Like, I hate this game, it's the worst thing ever, but must finish.
I haven't done it in a long time, and I don't consider it Andromeda a game I hated. I just hate the way BioWare treated that game. But this game looks, I have not been convinced to buy a headset yet.
No. And it's such a big investment, right? Mm-hmm. Like, Matt asked for Christmas, just like half jokingly, and I was like, oh sweet, okay, because he never asks for anything. So I was just like, he's so hard to buy for, I'm gonna get a VR. And then I looked at the prices, I was like, holy hell. Mm-hmm. Screw that.
It's like $600 here in Canada.
Yeah
they're really expensive. If I'm gonna get one, I'm gonna get it for a PC. I'm gonna get it for a freaking console.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I
feel like I'll get more mileage out of it on the PC.
Yeah, because there's definitely more you can do with it. I mean, from a consumer level, buying a PlayStation 4 Pro and a PSVR is cheaper than buying a PC and an Oculus or a Vive setup that supports the type of games you're going to want to play on it. Because you need a beefy machine to really spit out those graphics in VR.
Okay, so this is a VR game, but it seems like the main character is, like, not in your, like, face like it should be.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you seem to be watching the character as opposed to being the character, which isn't being the character the whole point of VR?
Not necessarily.
Could be a camera angle thing. Like,
yeah, maybe. Like more imagine, of like a god cam were, instead of a character
imagine
cam.
You were playing like an old school Mario side scroller and the only limit to the screen real estate was which way you were turning your head.
Super massive. I mean, the other thing too is you're more likely to get like full VR experiences with the PSVR because I feel like Sony's pushing developers to actually make games as opposed to the Oculus and the Vive that are just kind of like, hey guys, we're making headsets. It's really cool.
That guy had no face.
Yeah,
okay, I thought that was just me.
It's like straight up putty person.
Hey guys, we heard you liked horror games. Why not live one? Because you're weird.
The inpatient.
Interesting. Thank you.
Everyone's kind of like, okay. Yeah,
I don't want to shit my pants. Hey, there's Jeff Kanata.
I don't want to shit my pants.
That game.
Look, it's my Final Fantasy if Hot Topic was a boy band.
It's Virtua Fischer.
Is this a freaking Final Fantasy fishing game?
It's just a fishing game.
Final Fantasy 15 had fishing in it, but it wasn't like anything crazy. So maybe they beefed it up. Looks like they certainly did.
The only time I've willingly played fishing in any video game was Ocarina of Time.
Yeah, that's definitely a fishing add-on for Final Fantasy 15.
No one looks impressed at all. Oh, this looks like maybe Last of Us.
Would you not fish in WoW?
I did until I figured out I could buy food for my pet. And this is back when you had to feed your pet as a hunter.
So, the PSVR is really seeming like it's like a cooler Kinect segment. It's fun to watch and it's fun to talk about, but I don't think any of us will play these games.
This just looks I'm looking at the graphic quality. It's like, hey, want to play Call of Duty from 4 years ago?
Yeah, except it's VR.
Bravo. They named it Bravo Team. It's like the RC Cola of military shooter names.
Polyarc.
I'm always on board with like fantasy looking stuff, so like that opening sequence with the book and the like glowy effect, I'm like, ooh, what's this? I'm so easy to sell to.
The PSVR really takes a hit to the graphics.
Yeah, it really does.
Like, wow.
Oh, but that's a cute little mouse dude.
Yeah.
It is, but think of how many more polygons you could add on it if it wasn't a PSVR game. It is a cute mouse dude, though. Maybe you get to play as the mouse dude.
If they just made a mouse guard video game, I'd be all on board.
Oh, you are a weird...
Well, this is some Miyazaki-looking stuff.
Again...
Oh my god, I'm digging the animation on that mouse.
Yeah. It's just it's one of those things, like, again, like, if you're looking to play games and you're looking to do it in virtual reality, I think your best bet is to buy a PSVR because there just isn't a lot of great VR games on PC. Future-proofing, you're probably investing better, but, like, if you want games, like, I think you have to buy a PSVR.
Yeah, PlayStation's really supporting the platform.
Yeah.
But are they, like, this game looks kind of cool, but has anything else they shown here... Is that gonna? Do you want to play it? Because
no.
I don't. None of this is blowing my socks off.
But is there anything on PC with the Oculus or the Vive that you do absolutely want
to
play? Like,
you're talking to a person that likes racing games.
So right. The racing. Yeah. Well, Gran Turismo, doesn't it have a... Oh, you're more of a Forza Horizon person.
I'm more of a Forza guy, but Project Cars on a PC has full VR support.
I keep meaning
to... Project Cars 2 very soon.
Yeah, I keep meaning to bring the Rift home, and I have access to a Rift, but I keep meaning to bring it home from work and playing and trying Project Cars, because I do have it, and it's like got VR built into it. I hear good things.
It's pretty unforgiving with a controller setup. It makes me want to get a wheel.
Oh, yeah.
I hear sloshy water sounds.
Yeah, hopefully no one has to pee.
Well, if you're in the blue section, you can just go. It's like being in the ocean.
Yeah, or in a pool. And hopefully they don't have like a light up scenario if they catch you. What is this?
This is our third pirate game.
Ooh, no, this is God of War.
Oh, God of War, that's Kratos.
I am angry. Plus, my son is here for some reason.
Do you have any like osmosis knowledge of God of War? Okay, because I haven't really played it around you. I'm not a big fan of the original three.
This looks much different, though.
No, it does. I don't like the static camera angles of three, of one, two, or three, and that whole kind of play style. If I'm gonna play a game like that, I prefer Devil May Cry. I do not know everything, boy. And this one looks so damn different in the way that it plays, that I'm very interested in it.
Yeah, it's more of an Uncharted style third person camera.
Yeah, like Resident Evil 4, kind of over the shoulder, or what's a more recent one? The Arkham series, the Batman Arkham series.
Yeah, Batman. It looks amazing.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
And supposedly it's like it's a continuation of the series. It's not a reboot.
Well, it's a different type of... they're going with a different mythology, right? This is like all Norse, whereas the original trilogy was Greco-Roman. Mm-hmm. Oh, but there's... Right there, there's a freaking reference to the original. So that's cool.
Like, maybe he had to get a new home, and it just so happened that new home was just a bunch of other asshole gods that he has to kill.
They go, like, the Wonder Woman route, too. Like, you know... Like a fallen god and didn't realize what he was before. He has amnesia, winds up in a different time period.
No, buffering again. This is the worst.
Combat looks pretty cool.
As someone who plays tanks, all this shield bashing going on has me very excited.
There seems to be lots of fiery things.
Wow, that was something, that fight.
That was good. I did not expect that.
On our journey,
we will be attacked by all manner of creature. To be effective in combat, a warrior must not feel for his enemy.
Oh, man. Either the kid's gonna die or Kratos is gonna die. This is gonna be a sad game.
Maybe not.
Maybe.
I hope they both die and we finally get to play as Medusa and they rename it Goddess of War. Sign me up.
Oh yeah, that'd be nice. Oh, it's hot. Don't touch it.
The road ahead is long and unforgiving.
I'm bothered by how trendy the little boy's haircut is. That is a spot on faux hawk.
Not everyone is bad. Mother always said to be open to those who can help.
Who you were before doesn't matter.
This so do you get to play as both of them, or is he just like a little companion pet? His father.
The child's a companion pet?
Yeah!
Don't think that's how kids work, Jocelyn.
You
that's
sure?
How my kid's gonna work if I ever am unfortunate enough to bear them.
Uh-oh. That's a big thing.
Release the Kraken. Once it buffers.
Is this?
The voice sounds so familiar. Is it Clancy Brown? Oh, that is a funky looking seaweed monster.
Definitely not a kraken.
I am picking up what they are putting down.
What is it saying?
This is... Oh, that's nice of it.
How does the kid speak crazy world serpent language?
He's the son of a god.
Yeah, man. Maybe his mom was like a serpent. Maybe his mom was Medusa. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, how rad would that be?
Yeah. Early 2018. That's a nice date.
I was hoping for 2017.
Me too.
Getting kind of jazzed, but that's fine. That's fine. I can wait.
I think we're going to be disappointed later on with Last of Us, and that it'll be like late 2018, so, or even early
2020.
I could see them flashing a 2019 up on the screen. Like, I don't want them to, but I could see it.
I could see them just not putting a date.
Yeah, that'd probably be better.
Oh, I was going to say, I was like, is there sound for anybody else?
I can't hear what he's singing.
I believe it's Latin.
Oh, this is that Quantic Dream game?
Oh, I was like, it's not Quantum Break.
The David Cage guy, the weird one who makes games with people being badly murdered. What is it? It's called Detroit?
This was another game they showed last year, right? Like 5 seconds of it and then never talked about it again?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
It was like a guy who was on a balcony and there was like cops trying to talk him down, and it showed the different options.
Is that the dude from Grey's Anatomy? I'm so on board.
I would not
You're
know that.
You're the only person here who would be able to answer that, Jocelyn.
Yeah, it is, and he's super dreamy.
The guy? Let's get him out. We'll stick to the plan. Neutralize the alarm systems and secure the area. He's from Grey's Anatomy. Is that
we need a verification? Is that pile of pixels super dreamy?
Which pile of pixels?
The one who's syncing data.
Yeah. Kind of hard to tell because the back of his head, but
is the back of his head not dreamy? That was weird. We can't just leave our people behind. It's too late. There, it's buffering. I can see his face.
Yeah, there we go. Our people need us. Okay, that's a very unfortunate pause.
Oh, we're doing it over again.
Right, this was the whole like, cuz that's the way like these type of games where, you know, it's a narrative experience and you want to experience every little choice. It's nice that they give you that option in the first playthrough.
Yeah, that's the whole hook of this game, right? Is you can try things different ways and see how it plays out.
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
I do too.
Because I only have time to play a game once, and when I have to play it twice to see different things, it only frustrates me in the end.
I want a stealth game that gives me that option. Like, when I screw up, just let me rewind and try it again, please. Thank you.
Yeah, they recently added it in the Fire Emblem series, and it's a lifesaver. Like, being able to rewind because you accidentally placed a guy too far out and he got critted is amazing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the first thing to do was Sands of Time, which just blew my mind at the time.
Yep.
And it's one of my favorite things in Forza. It's like, I'm going to drive this super hard. Nope. Okay, I'm gonna go right off a cliff and then rewind and try it over again.
Yeah. It's the only way to play Forza if you're terrible at racing like me.
Okay, that guy does look familiar. I'm trying to think of what else I've seen him in, because I sure as hell have not seen him in Grey's Anatomy. Given the facts,
it's pretty... This is an open world game because he just capped a flag on that little tower there.
Yep.
And then he dove off into a pile of hay.
And then we buffer. What seems to be a coordinated attack. This is an alarming
situation. Could machines now be turned against us? Nope. Violence is the only language humans understand. My stream just went down for half a second. Storefronts have been broken, with cars vandalized, set alight, leaving many Detroit neighborhoods. Oh, I will totally choose violence, by the way, not passive.
He went to town on that block.
So they're robots.
In disguise.
Jayonce says he's also in the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants too, so that's probably where you know him from, Garrett.
Oh, clearly.
Yeah. Does he get in the pants? Is that the twist ending? I mean, does he try them on, not in like a weird...
Oh, well.
That is, you know, the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants 2 is my barometer for a good movie. I always say, you know, it's no Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants 2, but Force Awakens was a pretty solid entry in the Star Wars saga.
No. When are they going to make that third one? They left it on such a cliffhanger.
Yeah, do the pants become self-aware and defeat Agent Smith or not?
Oh shit!
Now it's looking
like
kind of
seeing like the whole game.
McDreamy.
No, he's not McDreamy. This is
our story. What? Who is he then? Weird blue-eyed green guy.
Blue-eyed green guy.
He's got
There's one blue, one green eye. Look at him.
Evidently, you don't know him as well as I do, Jocelyn. Because I've known him for the last 5 minutes with this Detroit trailer.
That looks like a cool game, though. Yeah. I really, really liked Quantum Break, so I feel like I would have a lot of fun playing that title. Just because of the rewinding and different choices and super cool stuff.
Ooh, Destiny.
Yep.
Yeah, already sold. Cool.
Just from the logo?
No, I've already seen enough things about Destiny 2. They had their own damn conference less than a month ago.
That's true, yeah.
So are the Cabal just like the bad guys now? Like that's what's happening?
It's the big bad of this, but the other factions are still in it. One of the new planets is all Vex again.
Oh,
but
cool.
it's a different planet.
But why are the Cabal, like, fighting them? Why are they angry? What did we do to them?
Did you play the first one? You certainly kill a lot of them.
I mean, you kill a lot of them, but aren't they, like, only because they shot first, or... I'm actually genuinely curious. I know there's a huge story behind it, but they don't tell it very well.
So, I mean, this guy, the warlord, forget his name, but, I mean, I'm not sure how much of it is coming for revenge against the Guardians and how much is he just wants...
he's trying to steal the light, right? The Guardian...
They put a clamp around the Traveler, and they literally sap the light from the Guardians. And I'm not sure, because they haven't shown enough of the story, but how much of it is they want to get at the Guardians, or how much is they just want that power of the Traveler for themselves?
Right. Well, I'm looking forward to this just because Nathan Fillion is going to be in it. And he was fantastic. If it's more of the first expansion, Taken King, and less of Rise of Iron, I'm down for Destiny 2.
Oh yeah, Taken King was incredible. Yeah. Was Rise of Iron even a full on expansion?
I bought it and it was like there's like 3 hours of story. And then it's all raids and PvP, which is not really my jam.
Gotcha. Yeah, you know, I'm not huge into PvP for it either.
Yeah, I like the strikes, and I like the co-op stuff and the missions, so that's why I want to play it.
Yeah, I come for the PvE, although I want to raid this time. I didn't raid last time. It's coming to PC. Sean, it's going to be on freaking Blizzard app, whatever we're calling it now. Y'all better raid with me, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I was just about to pick it up on PS4.
Get out of here, Matt, Jocelyn. You all excited for the Grey's Anatomy actor, and you're getting mad about Destiny. I don't want to hear it.
I didn't get into the first one.
It was a tough one to get into.
Well, you'll be able to play it with mouse and keyboard and in the Blizzard atmosphere next time. So we'll convert you, Jocelyn. Mm-hmm. We'll do it. We could not be
more excited than to kick off. I'll pick it up on PC. 2017.
Is he wrapping this up? Are we not getting Last of Us stuff? Who made PlayStation
the best place to play? I don't think he's wrapping it up. It's only been 50 minutes.
Let me leave you
Oh, well, he said thank you all for coming. And
a true exclusive from PlayStation.
From he is wrapping up. He's
most respected developers.
I think this is Last of Us 2.
Oh, okay.
Thank you again for coming tonight.
The whole reason we've got Katie with us. Meta
for struggling on through. And now, everyone, please enjoy the ride.
I mean, I'm a big fan of Last of Us 2, but this is some quick hits. They just popped in and popped out. It's not last. Oh, it's Spider-Man.
Oh.
All units, all units. 1010 has
a... How can they not talk about Last of Us?
Shots fired at Fisk Towers. I don't know how.
I'm going to be in so much trouble with Katie if we go to Last of Us.
It's not Garrett's fault. Blame Sony.
I had forgot about the Spider-Man game.
What a... I am so... Okay. All right. So, Katie's disappointment about Last of Us aside, I am so excited for this game. I can't put it into words. The Spider-Man 2 licensed movie game for the original Xbox, PS2, and GameCube era. Most importantly, on the GameCube, because it looked the best, and that's what I played it on, was one of the greatest superhero games ever freaking made. And I'm hoping to God that this does any justice to that game.
I played Spider-Man 2 on GameCube as well, and it added like realistic like web swinging where the web actually connected to things instead of you just floating in the air, and that was amazing.
And it had like physics too, because the first one, you're right, it connected to nothing, and also it didn't really, you couldn't get like inertia or anything
okay,
like that.
Okay, that like wrapping him in the web thing was pretty cool.
This is this looks like Batman but Spider-Man.
Yeah. It does look a lot like Batman, actually.
Except it's light and airy.
Yeah.
I'm all for this.
But the same sort of, like, you're up above, like, takedowns, like, stealthy kind of stuff. You don't need to kill us too.
It's definitely, like, more than just Spider-Man, because he was talking to Fury. Because he mentioned Fury.
Oh, and we saw a Fisk sign
inside
one of those.
Oh, this looks so good.
Black Cat just better be in this, is all I have to say. The Black Cat and Vulture stuff in the GameCube game was some of the best stuff they did in that.
I like the knock him up, pull him down with the web. That was cool.
Oh my god, this looks so rad.
Yeah.
I'm a huge Spider-Man nerd, so I'm really looking forward to this.
Hey, Willie.
You.
That wouldn't work with the glove on. Slimming.
Maybe he has special spider gloves.
He has capacitive touch gloves. Yeah. He's a teenager. He must.
Keep my men alive, and maybe I'll tell you.
Was that Fisk?
Yeah. That guy had a Fisk vest on too.
Oh yeah, there's a giant Fisk sign. Not how I thought it would go.
Oh man, look at the traversal!
Yeah, that's good. Like the trailer they showed last year was kind of like, all right, I'm sold. But the gameplay is amazing. I want to see some swinging around town.
Environment too, like that's really neat.
Here's my question: can you just kick people off buildings and do they die, or do you have to save them?
I think in that last sequence, he kicked somebody off the building, didn't he?
But Spider-Man doesn't kill people.
Oh, watch out.
Look out, it's not Bane.
Actually really cool.
Take back your city, Spider-Man.
Sorry, guys.
My stream froze at a beautiful freeze frame of Spider-Man's butt crack. Who runs
You're about to find out. Check the roof.
He I think he gets his suit from the same place that makes Widowmakers.
Oh. Looks very familiar, doesn't it? You just like ran up the side of that building. That was pretty cool too. What's all this black and white smoky stuff?
Not sure, but
don't know.
Hmm. The stream is really taking a dive.
Yeah, at a really inopportune time too. I'm getting real hyped for Spider-Man right now.
Yep.
So what is coming out in 2017 from these guys? Has it?
I think everything's been 18 so far, yeah, hasn't it? Yeah,
feels like it. No. Did they give a date for Days Gone? I can't remember.
I think they said early 2018.
Yeah.
Maybe this one's 2017.
Call of Duty is 17, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not even an exclusive.
No.
Let's go.
Oh.
I get the Horizon. Oh no, that was it. 2018 too, wasn't it?
No, it's Horizon. The expansion was 2017.
Oh, okay.
But that's an expansion.
I know. Yeah. Like
it's new games.
I wonder if this one will be 2017. I mean, the Spider-Man movie is coming out this summer, so.
Yeah. If they want to get on the hype.
Yeah, they don't have to, though. I mean, this isn't related to the movie.
Can you imagine this in VR? Holy crap.
I'd just be vomiting.
Yeah, that's true.
This is so good.
This is so awesome.
Oh. I'm loving every minute.
I hope my dog isn't below me.
Ew.
The swinging looks amazing.
Yep, this looks really good. It's got the anchor points. It's got proper physics. Oh, if it doesn't have game breaking bugs, I'm done. I'm sold. This is my jam.
Run it, Yuri. Come on, 2017.
Oh yeah, it's got the wall running. I loved that in the freaking GameCube game.
Spider-Man, you're not doing a very good job of containing the damage.
No. Oh.
Okay, buddy, here I come.
This looks like the best Marvel game ever made.
Yeah. I'm watching this right now too, and now I want another Hulk Ultimate Destruction.
Yes, I love those games from Radical.
Why are you doing this? I wonder how many buildings you'll be able to go into the interior of.
Huh.
I mean, this is clearly like part of the mission and kind of scripted as a result. I have a feeling we're not going to be able to just jump into the window of any floor of any skyscraper.
No. Yeah. The world's a little bit too big for that.
Jeez.
Come on, Pete, you got this.
This is so Spider-Man. I love it.
I feel like I'm watching a movie right now.
Well, that's I mean, they did. They there's a good template for a Spider-Man game out there, and it's the ones that they came up before. And I feel like you wouldn't have to try very hard to make a great Spider-Man game, especially with, you know, combine the old school Spider-Man games with what Batman did.
Mm. You just need to get the mechanics right. Is what it boils down to.
Yeah.
I mean, even if the story is haphazard, you just want to have fun being Spider-Man.
Yeah. Spider-Man's a fun character to be.
I have no idea who the villain is, who that guy is. I'm completely clueless. Oh, that's right, Insomniac's making this.
2018?
Man. 2018.
What is happening this year, guys?
Oh, we're getting another trailer. Okay.
Oh, so they're not done yet.
Or unless this is the sizzle reel, like... Please leave.
All the things that are coming.
Look at all the cool stuff we just showed you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it might be because we're getting
this. So Marvel vs. Capcom was 2017, but again, multi-platform. I guess we'll get Uncharted.
Uncharted is this year, yeah.
So nothing really new this year. Uncharted's working off of the Uncharted 4 everything else is an expansion. Everything else is going to be first quarter 2018, which means it's going to be just like this year, which is too many good games to play at once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Early 2018 might be busy. So
March is the new November?
Yeah.
Apparently. I mean, I don't care. I mean, release your games when they're ready, but I was certainly hoping for something new 2017. But we're getting, or are we? When does Shadow of Mordor come out?
That's October.
Yeah.
Okay, thank God. So we're getting something I really want to play this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, at least we know 2018 will be a good year.
And honestly, I think I might pick up the new Call of Duty. The more I think about it, I think I'm ready for a World War II game. It's been a while.
World War II sounds good to me.
Yeah, I think it depends, like, how many people pick it up, because I picked up everything except for the most recent Call of Duty, and no one's been around to play it, so
if I have people
to play it with, then I'll definitely pick it up.
Yeah. We need to coordinate on platform.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
But, and we got Destiny. So we got Destiny 2, we got Shadow of Mordor 2, we got a new Call of Duty. What else? Chat room, help us out. What else is coming out this year?
Miles.
Oh, wait. Oh, because it's Marvel, post-credit scene.
Yeah.
Miles, he called him Miles.
Yeah.
That's that other Spider-Man kid.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, is that it? Where's
Last of Us?
It seems like The Last of Us 2 is one of those things where I think they even said that what they were going to show at this year's E3 was what they showed at the experience in December, right? So, yeah, no, you're lying. Go ahead.
So E3 really, if you're there in person, you should treat it like a concert, and everyone there should be screaming Last of Us until some mother effers from Naughty Dog come out and freaking deliver.
Yeah, the encore thing.
And they just go out and like, well, guys, this isn't a concert, and we have to prepare things to show you, but I mean, we can talk about it. What do you want to know?
Yeah, all right.
No,
everybody gets one.
They could bring the waterfall back out. I feel like that's a Last of Us kind of thing. Why not?
I feel like it's too far out, and that's why they're not really showing anything. And maybe they'll have something at the experience in December to show off.
Yeah, the only thing we've seen so far is that like teasery kind of trailer, right, with the girl in the room.
Mm-hmm. But
the girl in the room. You mean Ellie and Joel?
Yeah.
Okay, I have not played Last of Us, so I don't know who they are. with the
two
PlayStation
steps back,
4, like,
right
I
now.
Took a long time to get onto the bandwagon of the PlayStation. Yeah.
You have not played the single greatest video game in terms of a story told in a gaming setting, is what you're telling
right.
me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
There's also a really great DLC to it as well. It's really well done.
So I know what we're doing for the next Embrace the Spoilers.
You have to play through a 20-hour video game.
I own it, too. I own it. I just haven't played it.
Well, actually, yeah. Now, that sounds kind of awesome. Maybe wait until we're done with the next Embrace the Spoilers, and we'll save that for...
Right.
As long as you play it before 2 comes out, right? I think you'll have time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
definitely. Because we're going to be like 40. Jocelyn will be 50 or however much older than me she is.
Ouch!
Should aim
yourself.
Low on that one.
I did that for comedic effect.
Yeah, it worked,
though. You're not 10 years older than me, Jocelyn.
Continue your thought.
No, all I was going to say is we're going to be real old by the time Last of Us 2 comes out, so I think we have time.
We'll be a few years older. I mean, let's
we have time to spoil Game of Thrones and other stuff
in the meantime while I play Last of Us, the first one.
Last of Us, yeah.
Last of Us 2.
All right, guys, so I think that's going to do it for us, our Sony press conference. Sorry about the crappy video and audio issues throughout the stream, but it was them, not us, I promise.
It was affecting all of us, so.
Yeah. So thank you guys so much for joining us in the chat room. Thank you, Garrett and Katie, for joining us, even though there was no Last of Us talk. Thanks for hanging out. Garrett, where can folks find you on the internet?
You ruined my joke. I was like, you can find me here on my couch with my wife. Please stop peeping through the window. That'd be nice. on the internet, everything's at amove.tv. If you're watching us right now, you're on the Amove Twitch. So, make sure you follow that Twitch channel, go to amove.tv, subscribe to all those podcasts. And I am Garrett Art on Twitter.
Wonderful. You can find us right here on twitch.tv/AMoveTV tomorrow at 9 a.m. Pacific. It'll be noon Eastern. We are going to be live with Kyle Ferguson covering the Nintendo event. It's supposed to be pretty quick, but I think we're going to hang around and talk about some of our expectations and stuff after, because they're pretty much just going to do a 25 to 30 minute blah, here's all our trailers kind of a thing. So it's going to be kind of condensed like the Bethesda stream was. Must be something about Kyle, I don't know, gives us all the short streams, but we're really looking forward to it. And so join us for our last live E3 conference stream tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Pacific. We will see you guys then.
Cool.
Bye.
Night, everybody.